This is Carol Fuhrman's new autobiography called My Hyperrealist Life and Legacy, read through by Fuhrman herself. This autobiography dives deep into her life with vivid accuracy, the highs and the lows. As a female artist in the 70s, she defied all odds to become a pioneer in the hyperrealism movement, and now a prominent figure in the art world. Fuhrman discusses her doubts, fears, struggles, pain, and the beauty of perseverance through it all. Join us on this journey to learn more about hyperrealism and the interesting life of Carol Fuhrman.
Dedication. This audiobook is dedicated to my husband, Ronald Cohn, and my three children, Lauren, Sari, and Craig. I also want to acknowledge the people that helped me get where I am today, John T. Spike, who always believed in me, edited my latest book, 50 Years of Looking Good, and wrote countless essays and arranged important exhibitions. To the late Malcolm Forbes, who was my first collector, to the late Anne Jaffe, who was my first gallery, to Francois Chabagnon of Bel Air Fine Art, to my staff that I call the A-Team, and to my family and friends who have always supported me. This audiobook is dedicated to my husband, Ronald Cohn, and to my three children, Lauren, Sari, and Craig. I also want to acknowledge the people that helped me get where I'm going today. John T. Spike, who always believed in me, edited my latest book, 50 Years of Looking Good, and wrote countless essays and arranged important exhibitions. To the late Malcolm Forbes, who was my first collector, to the late Anne Jaffe, who was my first gallery, to Francois Chabagnon of Bel Air Fine Art, to my staff that I call the A-Team, and to my family and friends who have always supported me. This book is also dedicated to those trying to follow their dreams, to survive and achieve, and to those who have beat the odds through hard work, perseverance, and independence. Chapter 1, In the Beginning. Looking back on my life events as an autobiographer would, I'm filled with certain feelings that can't exactly be placed into words. I often imagine what my reaction would have been the moment that I opened my eyes for the first time. Had I been devoured by my mother, or was I scared for what was to come next? In many ways, being born is not so different from creating a sculpture. You simply must go where your heart takes you. If anything, that's the most important lesson that I have learned from all my years as an artist, as a mother, and as a wife. If we are to seek any true joy in life, it must be done at the expense of realizing and following our heart's innermost desires. I was born in Hartford, Connecticut, on an Air Force base. I was my parents' first child, and they named me Carol Jean Ackerman. I must admit that my birth somewhat brought my parents into trouble. I was a breech birth, born on a full moon. Luckily, all went well, and I was born a healthy child. Being an astrologer and an artist, it's an interesting fact that when I came into this world, the star Almac was in the sky. This star represents success in all Venusian occupations, artistic ability, popularity, fame, and fortune. Canopus, the pathfinder, was conjunct the exact degree of my moon, and Castor, the star representing one's ability to write and create, was crossing the degree of my career. So you could say there are no accidents. Everything happens for a reason, and my life is an excellent example. Mom and Dad met each other in Brooklyn. There isn't much I know about how and when because I never asked them. The only thing Mom ever told me was that she had a boyfriend when she met Dad. She said that she knew that my father was the one the very first moment she met him. She left the other gentleman and married my father. They loved each other greatly. They were immigrants and came to this country from Austria. My grandmother, Sarah Mulbegat, and my grandfather, Samuel Mulbegat, were both educated. Together, they started the first pharmacy in Babylon, Long Island, called Moby Drugs. They had four children, Abner, Beverly, Rose, and my mother, Doris Sue.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?